What are some of the other research strategies in MDS that are including this agent? I'm assuming it would be looked at in combination with various agents also.
Absolutely, yeah. So obviously, the strategies for research in MDS depend on the disease stage. So we have patients what we call higher risk MDS, that their survival is typically, unfortunately, less than 24 months, transformed to AML. The backbone for treating those patients is with hypomethylating agents, either azacitidine or decitabine. So the efforts there are different, trying to add to the backbone of those agents. In the lower risk, that actually are the majority of patients, the main thing is still treating cytopenias. So agents like luspatercept will be in the front of managing that. As I mentioned, one strategy would be to move this earlier. The other strategies obviously would be looking at combinations. So down the road, combination of lenalidomide, luspatercept, combinations, even some think of erythropoietin and luspatercept because they target different stages of the erythropoiesis, combinations with hypomethylating agents. There is a lot of achievements in understanding the biology of disease that happened in the last 5 years that we know early on the disease is a combination of genetic mishappenings, somatic mutations, as well as the inflammatory milieu in the bone marrow in those patients. Some of the strategies we are also looking after now are targeting the inflammatory component of the disease, particularly early on. So there is a lot of trials looking at anti-inflammatory agents or agents that target the innate immunity pathway early on in the disease to try to see if controlling the inflammation will improve hematopoiesis. Later on in the disease, obviously, those somatic mutations lead to clonal evolution, subsequent genetic mishappenings and hit, and the disease becomes predominantly genetic-driven or clonal-driven disease.
So I guess this is EMA, erythroid maturation agent.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the best description at this point.
I've seen that. At least it's easy to remember. I assume there are other agents in this class being studied.
Right. So as I mentioned, sotatercept is a similar agent. The decision was to move forward with the luspatercept in this indication. Also, interestingly, those agents are very active in patients with thalassemia. So there are ongoing studies for patients with thalassemia. Now, one could target that pathway in different ways. So obviously, this is binding the ligands before they bind the receptor. There are some tyrosine kinase inhibitors that will inhibit the TGF-beta family receptors. And a couple of those are in clinical trials in MDS patients, and also they're going to be explored in patients with myelofibrosis.
And I guess we should mention that in addition to this trial in MDS that we're talking about that was presented, the Medalist trial at ASH, there was also a big thalassemia trial presented also at ASH that looked very successful also. I would assume probably that's going to get approved. What do you think?
Absolutely. So I'm not an expert on the thalassemia, but the results seems very encouraging. Obviously, that's also a huge unmet need for those patients, and the drug is active in those patients.